I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
You charge me for everything. Like, you're like a vending machine. Like, if you, yeah, like, I just want to put my hand up it and take it.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Morning, guys. How are we today?
Good morning.
I'm feeling great.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I went to that brand new restaurant in Forno last night. Oh. Delicious food.
Yum.
I love a good authentic Italian restaurant. It was so great.
Yeah. So they're on Beaumont Street.
Yeah.
Pretty good, like, price-wise for you.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Really good. I mean, probably below you, millionaire mark, but, you know.
I was angling on hoping to get, like, if it's a good deal, like a good, like, weeknight dinner sort of thing.
I mean, it's a little bit more than your average Italian restaurant, but it was great.
Like, delicious.
Really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, nice.
Totally worth it.
You're paying for the goods.
Mm. The good stuff.
Exactly.
Well, lads versus lasses, guys. The lads are on 16. The lasses are sitting on 11 right now. Come on, girl. 13-10-09 if you'd like to play and win it for our sex today. But also, you will walk away possibly with the win, and that's going to be a family pass to the show.
Yeah, happening March 5th, 6th and 7th at the Newcastle Showground. 1,000 tickets we're giving away this week at New FM. Mm. It's fantastic, isn't
good.
It?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
It's our very own Battle of the Sexes game, and today not only battling it for your sex and the score that we have, the ongoing tally, but also family pass to the show. So, great prize, 13-10-09. I think we're still after a lad this morning. If you're a guy, give us a call.
Don't worry about it, guys, because Jillian has got this.
We'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Jillian.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're from Salamander Bay. How's it out there this morning?
Well, sun's peeking up and it looks blue, so it should be good.
Yay!
Oh, good stuff.
Always a win.
Bummer though, do you have to work today?
I do, driving in a Newey.
Oh, nice. All right.
The Bay. Jade used to live out at the Bay. She's a real local.
I love the Bay. I love the Bay. I miss it so much.
Oh, it's the best place.
That's why she bought a house in Broadmeadow.
I had to for work. But anyway, let's do this. Your first question this morning is...
Do I made it to the
you
first
might have
one?
To.
Cummins are known for...
Computers. Frozen.
Cummins are known for making which kind of engines?
What was it?
Cummins. C-U-M-M-I-N-S. Cummins. What kind of engine do they make?
Trucks?
No. No, not right.
Not the answer after.
Diesel engines. Question number two. What are Alienware laptops famous for?
A gaming.
Absolutely.
That's correct. Woo! One on the
good
board.
Good job. Good job. And question number three, a sash cutter is a type of what?
Sash cutter. What the hell?
No good. It's for painting. You're cutting the corners with the sash cutter. Very good.
Paintbrush.
One on the board, not bad. We still need a lad this morning on 13-10-09. You've got 10 seconds to call. Otherwise, that pass is all yours, Jillian.
Just let Jillian have it.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Winner!
Instant win.
Good job. Enjoy the show happening March 5th, 6th and 7th. 1,000 tickets to give away all day here at New FM.
Oh, guys. So, obviously, you know, the incident that happened at my car, with my car last week, it got keyed, furious.
That's right.
So, I've gone and done something with my husband. I got his approval.
Oh, good.
To do with the security of my home. So, I'll tell you a little bit more about it, but it may involve... like a lot of cameras.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And right now, it's Jade's Big Brother surveillance debacle.
This is Big Brother.
So obviously, guys, my car got keyed. Absolutely furious. those hoodlums out on the streets just thinking they can damage
like
people's...
a true old woman.
People's
that
property.
Is hoodlums.
So, you know what? You'll get karma, my friends. But I'm ramping the security up at my home. So, obviously, we do know it as the fortress because there are a lot of locks and gates.
You've got three layers of locks and gates just before you even reach the front door, yeah?
Yeah. But now I'm getting a security system put in place.
The highest quality, yeah?
Well, this one looks pretty good. So,
from Wish?
My husband, Ben, and I have been... No, it's not from Wish. We've been doing a lot of research and, like, you start going, oh, we'll just get, a camera for the front. Now we've got four cameras... 5 terabytes of memory, I believe that is.
So these are like the super high quality.
So you can use these in HD. Shops, they use these in like businesses.
Woolworths, Coles, they bought the same system, didn't they?
Basically, so they say this is a really high quality and reliable security camera system to monitor your home or shop.
Mm-hmm.
It has crystal clear images. I can actually hook in to it via my phone, so I can log into each camera individually, check and see what's going on.
24/7 monitoring.
Yep. So I'm going to have one at the back of the property side, the front. I'm going to have a secret one, which I'm not going to tell anyone where that's going.
It's weird you're putting that in the bathroom.
So, question, Jade, your car.
Last time I go to the toilet at your
house. Yeah, I know, right? So your car parked on the street, right? It got keyed. Was it on the side of the house or the side of the road that it got keyed on?
The front of the house. So
where would you put the camera that's...
Well, it doesn't matter because, the camera's going to be on the house. Obviously, I can't attach it.
So not even on the cars?
No. So it's on the house,
Maddie. Isn't that the point?
No. So basically, right, so the cameras are going to be set up, so...
Oh, I see.
They can capture the person. So, because obviously when I went to the police, I reported this incident.
And they said, what cameras do you have?
Yeah, so now, next time...
Well, one on the door.
If something ever happens, which hopefully it doesn't, hopefully everyone's going to be a good citizen after today.
Because they're all listening right now.
You never know, okay?
Yeah.
I hope you feel guilt if it was you. So basically, it will be able to zoom in on their face. It's got zoom-in capability.
Yeah.
So then we've got their face and
face
then the police can get them.
You are Newcastle's Gretel Colleen, Jade. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, day and night function. And it's got floodlights. So if it captures any movement.
So any movement.
Yeah.
The whole street
I'm dead set.
Up.
I'm going hardcore. Like, I've delved into it and... We're getting the best system we can.
You know what you should do next?
You know what? Mm. I don't like people who go out and do crime. No one does. I know that.
You should.
But I'm coming for you.
You should become the head of the Broadmeadow.
Neighborhood Watch.
I've been thinking of joining one. I'm sure there'd
you
be
You get
a
the little sticker you put on your window?
Well, that...
The three heads?
You know what? I'd also
and the
like...
the little police tape at the bottom.
I know you have... Yeah, I know you guys are being funny, but I'm serious. It's important to have these values.
I love that you've just gone and spent thousands of dollars, probably more than it costs to fix your car, on cameras, but you whinge about the cost of fixing the car. You could have had it fixed.
Yeah, well.
Priorities.
Yeah, and you'll love the cameras, though.
Oh, Will. I'm going to... Well, the one at the back, obviously, it's for security at the back, but also... I can, check in and just see what my chihuahuas are up to.
I thought you were going to say, and check in what Benny's up to.
Ben said, do we want one in the house? And then he's like...
I'm never going to your house again, by the way.
Especially with this unknown secret camera.
Well, you know.
Can you bring the peace lily back before you install the cameras? Because I was thinking about having a look and taking it back.
I didn't take our show plant. I don't have it, I swear.
Just check it.
But anyway, guys, it's all happening and I'm very excited.
What's the cost?
I don't want to talk about this.
Come on.
No, you never talk about politics, religion or money.
You do all three, usually.
So what's different today?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can you believe it? Brisbane, one of the final cities up for grabs with the Olympics. It's going to be so good. Imagine if we get the Olympics in Brizzy, Jade.
What one are they saying that's for? It'd be huge.
2032.
2032. So that would be the next one after what would have been last year's?
No.
Was that two more away?
It's two more away.
Well, you're from Brisbane. I thought you'd have a little perspective on that. Good for the city?
I guess so.
Too many cars, too many people.
Yeah.
Keep it out of Queensland.
To be honest, I don't know much about the whole figures that run around with, like, the economy and what they gain
from
it.
Very expensive.
I think you said, Creva, that normally you lose money when you host the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because of all the facilities. Yeah. But you know what? They should recycle the facilities. Just use what you have.
Sydney.
Well, I'm okay for that. Like, why not? Why not reuse? Was it Homebush they created?
Speaking of bush.
Oh, yeah.
There's a segue.
Yeah, there's a segue.
Smooth.
So, yesterday, we're having some chats behind the scenes and we're talking about the whole Brazilian shaving, all that sort of biz.
Because you got your sister to sort you out, yeah?
Yeah, when I went up to Queensland, I was like, oh, Brooke, while I'm here, can you please do a little waxing for me? And anyway, we got talking and my sister said to me that she wishes that she didn't, like, over a period of time, if you continue to wax, the hair doesn't grow back full bush anymore.
What did you say? Your sister has bush envy.
She has bush envy. My sister said, I'm jealous of your bush. She
said,
don't ever, like, go crazy with the waxing, because she said, I like that, the fact that you can still get full bush. So, anyway.
Quite rude. You flashed it to us yesterday. Very unexpectedly.
I asked you.
I jumped out of the way because I wanted to see.
I asked Maddie, because we were talking about it, and I said, do I see? And you were into it.
No, I wasn't.
Anyway.
Don't tell me.
I just want to prove I wasn't full grizzly, but obviously.
Close.
There was a little.
Very close.
Forestry there. So on 13:10:09, though, we want to know, is it rude not to trim the hedges? Because, Maddie, you were like, what does your husband think of that?
Yeah, I think it's so rude if you don't trim them. I mean, if you're into it, that's fine. But I think just as a rule, really rude if you just let things go.
You reckon just neat and tidy.
Neat and tidy and manicured. It's like a bush. Yeah. A literal bush.
But then again, you
got to clip it sometimes.
You don't go that way. So, Crevo.
Well, I do have a bush. I do have hair, Jade.
Well,
I mean,
you
I don't have alopecia. I
but
do have
Crevo,
to manicure.
As a, you know, someone who...
As a straight man.
As a straight man, yes. Has sex with a woman. Do you care if it's bushy?
It doesn't bother me as much.
Does it really matter if it's a straight man or a gay dude? It's like a general rule. Well, like, just rude any bush, really.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm getting a straight man's perspective, Maddie.
Neat and tidy, I reckon.
Like, what's yours? Maybe you should show Jade.
No,
maybe inspect it. You showed him yours yesterday.
No, I didn't. I didn't see it.
Anyway, it doesn't matter who saw who. It's the whole thing is is it rude not to trim the hedges? On 13:10:09, we're getting your thoughts and there's a family pass to the show up for grabs.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Is it rude not to trim the hedges?
Yeah, this all came about because we were just having a team discussion yesterday behind the scenes.
It was more you talking at us, really, not so much a discussion, but that's all right.
No, it wasn't.
And then you showed Maddie your bush.
Yeah, stop pretending like you didn't see, Crevo.
I didn't see.
Are you going to get in trouble if she finds out you've looked at Jade's bush?
He didn't. He looked away really quick.
Okay.
I was like, do you want to see Maddie? And you were like, yeah.
I'm like, I'm all right.
I love how you try and play things down. But
and get me in trouble at the same time.
The big question is it rude not to trim the hedges on 13:10:09?
Totally rude. Absolutely. What do you think, Crevo?
I think you got to trim a bit.
Back in your uni days when you were slaying women, what was the overall consensus there?
Well, like back, so that would have been mid-2000s to late 2000s, noughties. People were way more bald
back then. They're coming back.
Yeah.
The bush is back. No, it is.
It was, are you sure? It was all about the boldness back then.
It was. It was all about, you
now
know.
People are like manicured, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, first up today's, excuse me, Little John. Hello, Little John. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
What an unfortunate nickname.
I think it's great. Little John. Okay. Okay.
Mate, I think it's terrible. It's the bush should be gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible. No one wants to go down there and that in your mouth.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Well, do you trim though? It works both ways.
We go all over the shop.
Do you? Are you like fully shaved or waxed?
Yeah, I've done both.
Right,
okay. Both.
You do
wow.
both. First one, then the other.
Well, it's only fair. Can't say to a chick, do it. And you haven't tried it.
So hold on, you've waxed your nuts.
So the full chicken
the
skin.
The nuts are right. It's a juke spot that hurts.
Oh.
No, just went, ooh.
Oh, thank you.
You know, like, there's nothing worse. Chick says you get down there and have a look.
Oh, Little John, you feel bad.
Okay.
No good.
So that's one for
wax it all off.
The balls.
Okay, let's
the bald,
go.
The bald eagle look.
Let's go to Pradeet. Good morning, Pradeet.
Good morning, Maddie, Jade, and Cleaver. I love you.
Oh, we love you too, my darling.
We love you. Thanks for joining us.
Now, is it rude not to trim the hedges, Pradeet?
No. I think it's a beautiful idea because, basically, I was a beautician myself, body waxing.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good. It won't, the husband won't get caught in the mouth.
So you reckon it's all got to... So do you think it should all be waxed off or not? Or leave the bush?
No, all. And it will be very nice and clean.
Oh. Nice and clean. You like it smooth.
Smooth, okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You like the gardening, Pradeet. I love that.
Smooth, bald and clean.
You've got a green thumb. That's plucked, fantastic.
Plucked chicken look.
Off to the show, Pradeet. Thank you for the plucked chicken look.
Who's next?
I can't deal with you guys today. Dom.
Yeah, you
hey, Dom.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Morning. What are your thoughts?
I think you shouldn't have to. I think if your partner doesn't want you to, you shouldn't have to.
Young, wild and free.
But what if you... So, I don't know if this is too personal, but are you pro-bush or...
Yes.
Okay, pro-bush.
Yes. I'm just putting it out...
Because I've got one at the moment.
I'm just putting it out there, Dom. It's like men when they have to shave their face, you know? Like, you can let it go for a few days, but that generally comes down to just pure laziness. I'm saying maybe you're a little bit lazy.
No, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's preference, and I prefer bush.
See, I can't Fair deal enough. With it myself, like, just for my own like, nobody's seen mine. If you, just for my own personal, you know, satisfaction, yeah. I like to keep it. You know, manicured.
As a woman, Dom, I don't know about you. How? What's your age bracket now?
Between 20 and 30.
Yeah. See, I'm sort of the early 30s at the moment, and I've sort of gotten to a point where I would rather have the bush than deal with the prickliness. I don't like it dealing with, you know, shaving, and waxing's expensive. So, you know what, ladies. The bush is back.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thank you, Dom.
I'm campaigning. I'm starting
let's
a campaign.
Let's take one more bloke. Hey, let's go to Blake. Good morning. Blake.
Hello.
Hey, Blake. Bush or no bush, my friend?
Yeah, how are you? All right?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. The bush, I think, I'm all about it. It's there to grow.
Yep. A lot of men like it, I'm discovering.
You're discovering.
So shocking.
Even for a lady to have it, I'm still all for it. You know, if that's what they want, that's what they can have.
What about for yourself, Blake?
Yeah, I'm all for it. No matter what.
Well, see, if you manicure downstairs, you get an extra extra little bit, you know?
Hey, Blake might not need it.
I love full natural.
That is true. Yeah, I don't need any more down there. I've got enough.
Too intimidating.
It's good.
That's what they all say.
It's animalistic, you know.
Thanks for the blood. Ah. Oh, how disgusting. Beat the meat up next. We have Singo's butcheries up, sausages up for grabs. It's our Beat the Bomb style game. All you've got to do is yell stop before the sausages explode. This, we shouldn't have put Beat the Meat after that.
We're just giving away sausages.
Gardening and sausages don't go together. Singo's butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play,
13 10 09. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Me.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sushi. You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
All thanks to our mates at Singo's. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Our Beat the Bomb style game. You know how this works. You've got to yell out stop before the sausages explode and you win that amount, guys.
Yep, that's it. We're going to Christy Hamilton right now. She's a night shift worker in disability support and she's on her way home right now from a shift. Morning, Christy.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. How was work last night?
Pretty crazy, actually.
That's always good. That's always good.
Oh, well, good stuff. Well, you know how this works. Remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Beat the meat. Let's do it, Christy. One sausage. Five sausages. Nine sausages. 10 sausages. 16 sausages. 18 sausages. 21 sausages.
Oh, no!
Christy!
Got too greedy. These things happen.
21 sausages today. Look, enjoy your day. Do you know what? I feel so bad.
I know, but that's the game.
It is what it is.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Bye, Christy.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Well, do you know how expensive
Jade.
Tea can be and coffee?
Steal it from work.
No, too hard. I've got to bring my own containers. Yeah, I've had an incident at work.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
So, Sunrise, the TV show, they had one of their reporters out and about. You know how they do these, like, street crosses and stuff?
Yeah.
Showing what's happening. They're at this, like, climate sort of Extinction Rebellion climate change rally thing that was happening, right? So this protest group, they had they're all dressed up like zombies to show that what's going to happen if everything goes extinct.
Yeah.
And this one zombie comes up to the Queensland correspondent, Bianca Stone, who's there in a little, you know, reporting situation and starts biting her on the arm.
Let's
have a listen to this.
Roll the tape.
What's happening, Bianca?
My attention!
Matt, good morning. There are some scary scenes outside Queensland Parliament right now. A swarm of zombies has converged on Queensland Parliament. They say, though, this will be a peaceful protest, except for this zombie that is gnawing my arm right now.
Oh, she sounds sane.
And also, I loved how quickly they wrap that thing up.
I can't believe she's just getting bitten.
Kind of sounded like you. No, there we go.
Actually, is that from
I'm
the tape?
I'm coming to bite you
Jade?
In a second.
Wait, do it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, wait, stop.
What's happening, Bianca?
Very similar.
Very, very similar. What I thought we could do, 13 10 09, were you bitten by a person?
And where?
Yeah.
Do love bites count?
I think they do.
Okay.
13 10 09, were you bitten by a person and where? What was the situation, the story? Tell us about it.
Nothing worse than getting bitten. Really. It's awful.
It's a weird thing to be bitten by a person.
I guess so.
Okay, Jade.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Just when I thought that nobody would call. Like, we finally broke the people out there. 13 10 09, have you been bitten by a human and where? We've got calls.
What's happening, Bianca?
My attention!
Matt, good morning. There are some scary scenes outside Queensland Parliament right now. A swarm of zombies has converged on Queensland Parliament. They say, though, this will be a peaceful protest, except for this zombie that is gnawing my arm right now.
Some of the greatest footage to grace Sunrise's screens ever.
Almost ever. Full zombie dress as well.
Bianca Stone being gnawed on the arm. Who would have thought?
All right, let's take some calls. You got that yummy, 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 yummy.
And we're going to Shazza this morning.
Hey, Shazza.
Have you been bitten by a human?
I have. Hello, hello, everyone.
Hello. What happened?
Well, I went on a date with an older gentleman, and I was just asking him about your own teeth. And the next thing you know, he bit me on the arm to prove that they work.
Oh, my God.
Did he bite you hard, Shazza?
Oh, enough to make me think this guy's a lunatic. Yes, he didn't pierce the skin. No.
But did he leave a mark, though? Did he leave a mark?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's creepy.
That is so weird.
Did you continue with the date?
Perhaps. Yes, I did, actually. I'm pretty desperate at the moment.
And I was going to say, how long have you been married?
No.
Oh, Shazza, where did you meet this man? Tinder? Plenty of fish?
Gosh, no. I'm too old for that, thanks very much.
All right, just at a bar.
Organically?
Yes, organically. Yeah.
That's nice.
You know when when somebody bites you on a date, you've got to hit the abort button. Shazza, I'm really praying right now. And you of course don't have to tell us this, but you didn't go the whole way, did you?
Oh God, no.
Good. Oh, thank you.
Good.
I'm a bit more sensible than that.
Yeah, you are.
Imagine if they weren't real and his teeth just fell out. How awkward. Oh, let me bite you.
I just imagine them. You know that wind-up toy when you're a kid that's the teeth chattering?
I wonder what it would be like kissing somebody that doesn't have any teeth. Shaz, have you ever kissed someone without teeth?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Lucky. All right. Because neither have I.
No, that'd be really weird.
Real gummy.
Something you've got to wait to experience later on in life.
Okay, so I kissed somebody that had two teeth missing at the front. That's as close as I got to no teeth kissing.
Well, interesting.
I mean, I'm not biting people, though. Like, that's weird. Very good.
Wow.
Thanks, Shazza. Hey, do you want to go to the show, Shazza? Tickets all yours. Find another date that doesn't try and bite.
Go on the Ferris wheel.
Boom. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Oh, thanks for listening. You're great. I love her.
Can I just ask, what was it like kissing someone without their two front teeth?
Really weird. The tongue just gets sucked into.
I was going to say, does it just go through?
More suction.
Like you're trying to get the last bit of ice cream out of the bottom of a Dixie cup.
When you put it that way, I guess so, yes.
I'm glad you don't discriminate against people with or without teeth.
It was a big night.
Normally you do.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever kissed somebody without any teeth?
No, but I've been bitten by a person.
Really? Who?
Yeah, that old woman in the bar that latched onto my nipple.
That's right.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
How's the bruise?
I've only just recovered. Haven't been back to the bar yet.
And what about, have you mentally recovered?
No.
Can she bite your nipple again, just for those who are wondering
what happened?
I wonder,
Jade. She put her mouth around and closed the jaw.
No, I wasn't sure if you... Did you have your shirt on or off? What was the...
No, I had my shirt on. So I was just sort of leaning back with my hands behind my head, sort of relaxing, talking to the person next to me, and she just latched on under my arm.
Jackson.
Good morning, Bianca.
What's the goss up next? What's on the way?
Yeah, Cardi B's opened up about one thing that infuriates her and one thing that gives her anxiety. Also, Billie Eilish is dishing on what to expect and what to just pay mind to when you're watching a new documentary on TV.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, yeah, it's What's the Goss time with producer Jackson, and I can't wait to find out all this news on Cardi B and Billie Eilish.
Yeah, so let's start with Billie Eilish, because she's got this new documentary coming out. Now, Billie's, like, notoriously shy and quiet in the public eye. Like, she does her music and stuff like that. This film crew's been following her for 3 years, so we're going to get a big insight into the life that is. And she's fascinating, right? Like, her and her family are all very close. They still live in this tiny house in Los Angeles, so it'll be interesting, but she just wants people people to keep this in mind.
In my head, when I was younger, I just immediately, naturally was like, oh, now I know every single thing about them. I know everything they've been through. And as people, we go, well, what I know is all there is to know, naturally. So I think it's important for people to know that it's not all that was going on. There's a ton that isn't in there, but it's pretty much me. And it's kind of a huge bummer because I was super annoying then. You know, it's just, it's rough. It's hard for me to watch.
I love that she's so dark and brooding. It was such like a Justin Bieber pop fan when she was growing up. She was totally obsessed with him.
She's interesting.
She also says that she got so excited at one point that she had to take off her pants.
Interesting.
Kate, stop.
What?
Put them back on.
I didn't take them.
Someone who's not taking off their pants when they meet people is Cardi B.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Well, she's opened up about this, so this is fascinating, right? So first of all, she sat down with Mariah Carey for Interview Magazine, so they've had a bit of a chitty chat. Now, Mariah Carey doesn't like anybody except Cardi B, so I find this fascinating.
Do you know why? She hates Nicki Minaj so much that she just naturally loves her biggest rival. Just despite Nicki.
That's true. Well, Cardi B's kind of opened up about the Nicki situation because, of course, they famously had a big falling out, and Cardi B was like a major fan of Nicki Minaj, but it just went south. So she said that she gets really nervous meeting celebrities, and that actual interaction with Nicki Minaj turned her off because she gets disappointed when these big stars that she's fallen in love with let her down.
Oh no.
That's not ideal.
Do you know what? Nobody likes Mariah.
No.
Very difficult.
Yeah. Cardi B also opened up about what she gets paid, and she says that it's actually disgusting that she gets paid less to be a brand ambassador or put out music than her white counterparts, which I think is a fair call.
Yeah. I do agree with that.
For sure.
Good old Cardi B. We need an
She's such a unique person.
I wish I could do that.
Roll your ass.
Everyone I know. No, I can't roll my ass. Can you do it, Jackson?
No, I find it so annoying.
Can you try it?
No.
That sounds like a bad car.
People have those little clicky things on their bike tires as children?
with the playing card with the peg.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Something was brought to my attention yesterday, and I'm so glad it was. One of my friends sent me this really funny, quite old video of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and this contestant. She's made a fool of herself on this show.
Oh, brilliant.
I got stuck in a YouTube hole yesterday afternoon on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire clips. There is so much gold. I picked two of my favorites I want to play next. This, in my mind, has been totally lifted into cult status now, this show.
Wow.
Totally under the radar before, not anymore.
Yeah, because the thing is with those kind of shows, they go day in, day out, and it's filled with everyday people. And when you put that many everyday people on television, eventually you're going to come up with some total whack weirdos.
Back in the day, right? True. So before Millionaire Hot Seat came along, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was a serious quiz show. Really smart people went on it. It's really gone downhill.
Has it?
Now they're doing it every day. I'll play you these next. I can't wait to play them to you guys.
Awesome. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yeah, you know the theme. Iconic, really. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I used to watch it all the time when I was younger.
Me too. I used to watch the old version, not Hot Seat. But since, you know, the whole thing with Andrew O'Keefe, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give Eddie and Millionaire a go, right?
Okay.
And it's so good. My friend sent me a video yesterday, one of the most famous clips that I can't believe I've missed. And I'm really ashamed of myself because I'm usually on top of this stuff. But, man, I've got to play this for you, right? There's some really funny moments that happen on Millionaire Hot Seat. Really funny. Like, they just let anyone on that show these days. Like, no, like, smarts or skills required.
Aww.
Jay, what do you mean?
Sorry for him.
I've got to play this one for you. This has to be one of the dumbest Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contestants out. Wait until you hear this, girl, and the question. Just listen carefully.
Which of these is not a piece of jewellery commonly worn to symbolise a relationship between two people? A. Engagement ring. B. Anniversary ring. C. Wedding ring. D. Burger ring.
I'm going to go with B on that one, Eddie. The anniversary ring. Although burger ring's an interesting one.
Have another look. Which of these is not a piece of jewellery commonly worn to symbolise a relationship between two people?
B.
Whitney.
Relationship. Wedding and engagement, Eddie.
Which is not a piece of jewellery. Not a piece of jewellery.
Oh, burger ring. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Eddie. That is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
Now, she says that. I'm putting it out there. I think she didn't know the answer to that.
No, you know well, what? You just don't read the question well. Right. I do it all the time.
But you don't only have to read it because he actually reads it for you. So that step of reading it is eliminated.
Imagine that was the $1 million question and you screwed it up like that.
It could happen. Pressure, cameras, lights, an audience.
Burger ring.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but pressure gets to you.
This one's my favourite, though. This woman, clearly deluded. Now, Jade, I'm not trying to draw any comparisons here. I'm really
yeah,
not.
Yeah, righto, here we go.
But she's a jack of all trades, this next contestant. You know, you do lots of different things in life.
I do, yes.
So does this woman. Let's hear it.
You're a songwriter.
Yes.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing? That's a therapist.
Yes.
You're a singer.
Yes.
You're a model. You're a dancer.
Yes.
You're an actress. You're a songwriter.
Yes.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing something for me?
Oh,
what if
can.
You
can? I can.
Well, geez. Here we go.
Confident.
We could be heroes. Ooh, ooh. We could be heroes.
Poor darling.
Look.
I laugh.
There's a difference between singer and professional singer. Let's just say that.
Put on her.
Get out of town, Jay.
Put on her. At least she's giving it a go. That's sweet. I think it's adorable.
Well, I did say behind the scenes that she's the brunette version of you.
Oh.
Something you would do, though. You would do that. Don't you reckon?
No.
Jade's a much better singer than that.
Oh, thanks.
Can you give us a line of Heroes?
No.
Come on,
no.
Please.
Come
on.
Look, I
you're
no.
Come on. You're a singer. You're
come
a
on.
Dancer.
The light's on you right now. You've got yourself a light.
No, I can't.
We could be here. Terrible.
That's a terrible song. You don't sing dance remixes.
Which song would you sing?
Well, I'm not going there. It's not a... Why is everything always come back to me? It's about
you're the star
lady.
Of the show, Jade.
Oh.
Your name's on the front of it. Jade, Matty and Crevo. Oh, guys, Beth Delano's up next. Check out Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Hot Seat, though. It's very funny.
Yeah. That is good. I'll actually go
absolute
watch more of that
gold.
Today.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. We are looking for people born in the month of March.
Oh, good.
If that's you, 13 10 09.
Call now. Yeah, we'll spin the birthday balls.
$575.
Here I
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$575 up for grabs. We don't make you answer questions, do a quiz, you know, jump through any obstacle courses, nothing. We just ask you, and if your birthday matches up, you get money.
So you had to be what birth month?
March.
Okie dokies. We're going to Robert right now. He's from Raymond Terrace. If he could be anything, he would be a pilot, but he isn't and is currently a security guard. He's been doing that for 20 years. He's worked with Mike Hammond, Rihanna, and he needs to pay some bills with the cash, guys.
Ooh. Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
Hey, Robert. So Jade recently installed some security cameras at her house.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be interested in doing some security work for her at her house? She's offering no payment, just the just the fact that you'd be working for a big star.
Like
Rihanna.
Oh, I'm not too sure about that at the moment.
Good.
Yeah. We're just joking. But that's really cool that you've...
But if you're offering.
That you've met Mike Hammond and Rihanna. What were they like?
Oh, not too bad. Didn't get much chance to talk to Rihanna much, but she was too busy with the concert.
Yeah, right. Doing singing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You're also a singer, Jane.
Well, you're born in March, so let's see if we can pull out your birth date. Here we go. Oh. I really hope you were born on the 4th of March.
No, on the 24th.
Oh!
Bugger.
Sure didn't misread that one.
Sorry, Robert. No.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome!
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here Nile band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, just in case I have to have an emergency stop, I think you're crazy if you do not keep a roll of toilet paper in your car.
In case you need to squat by the side of the highway.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
So about a half hour ago, we were talking about this woman on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Hot Seat. Yeah. Real talented woman. So I've got the audio here. I'm going to play it in a sec. So she gets up and she pretty much sings when Eddie introduces her.
You're a songwriter?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fair business.
She's a Jill of all trade, this woman. She really is.
You're a singer.
Yeah.
You're a model. You're a dancer. You're an actress. You're a songwriter.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing something for me?
Oh, I can.
Well, jeez. There we go.
We could be heroes.
Ooh. Ooh. Aww.
We could be heroes. Me and you.
Hey.
Sounds like two cats that fight at the back of my house, just behind in the next door yard.
Oh, good. She's giving it a go.
I know why you're so sympathetic now, Jackson. You've tracked down actual audio of Jade on Millionaire Hot Seat unaired episode.
This is a stitch up.
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
You're a therapist.
Yeah.
You're a singer.
Yeah.
You're a model. You're a dancer. You're an actress. You're a songwriter.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
It is.
Can you sing something for me?
All right. I'll do it one time.
Bucking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Well, jeez, here we go.
I can't wait to watch the episode.
Well done, Jackson.
Why did you not tell us that we were going to be on Millionaire Hot Seat?
That's why you've got so many diamonds dripping off your fingers.
Yeah. Well, you've done well.
I won big. But you can win big right now. We are giving you the chance to win with our show blitz. That's right. The Newcastle show is coming back to Newcastle on the 5th, 6th,
and 7th,
and
of,
7th
March.
Of March.
How many tickets are we giving away, Jade?
1,000. Tickets. This
1,000.
Is huge. It's going to be fireworks on the 6th and 7th and Saturday night with a big bang.
A
big bang. It's what it says, ending the night with a bang.
On a Saturday night, eh?
Big bang.
That's what it says on the website.
Yeah, well, look, if you want to win tickets, family passes up for grabs. We're going to do a blitz next on
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You won't find a show like this on Netflix. The Show, March 5 to 7. Grab your tickets at newcastleshow.com.au.
Newcastle's biggest ever show ticket giveaway. 1,000 tickets to The Show on New FM.
This is huge. The Show, March 5th, 6th and 7th at the Newcastle Showground. For more information, you can check out newcastleshow.com.au. But we have 1,000 tickets to give away to The Show this week. And there's so much to do there, guys. I was just checking out the fireworks. It's going to be happening Friday, Saturday night. But also the working cattle dogs. I want to go check them out. They're a crowd favourite. Everyone loves watching them.
Well, this year at The Show, more free events than ever before, over 50.
That's awesome.
It's a lot.
So it's really good.
You can get in there with the family and just say heaps of stuff once you got your ticket. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's take some calls. Let's go to Jay in Glendale. Good morning.
Morning, folks. How are we?
Good, man.
Thank you, Jay. How many kids do you have, my friend?
We've actually got four. We've got four.
Oh, good. They'll enjoy it, man. Family pass, all yours.
Happy day. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm just wondering, does Jade take bookings to sing at events?
Jade's very open to money making opportunities.
Well, yeah,
Jade,
I can. What's the event?
I'll make the event just for your voice, Jade.
Oh, bless you,
isn't that
you,
beautiful? Minimum $500 an hour. So we'll do your deal.
No. We'll negotiate a price. That's correct. You're not my manager.
That used to be my job, but then I dropped a very difficult.
Difficult client.
Thanks, Jay. That's sweet.
I regret taking the job already. Time to meet Michelle. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Really good. If you got kids you want to take along to the show?
Yes, I do. I have two.
You're off brilliant. To the show.
Congratulations.
Hey, woo! Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Are you hiring Jade for your next event?
No, I'm good.
What? Michelle, we're taking those tickets back.
One. No, we're not.
No,
sorry.
Not really.
Jackie, hello.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Hey, Jackie. You're off to the show. Family pass, all yours, Dup. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to the show.
No, I appreciate it. Well, Jade, there's some more cash coming your way. Jade, what a fan.
Making money, it's just all part of it, isn't it, Jade?
Oh, thanks. I love to sing. I'll sing at an event.
$500 an hour.
Have you sung at a wedding before?
Yes, I have actually.
Have you?
How many? Not a full set.
Was it your wedding?
I've sung at three weddings. I sang at my mother's.
Yeah.
I sang at my girlfriend Kathy's.
Yeah.
And I sung at my girlfriend Nicole's wedding.
How much did the girls pay you?
No, that was my gift.
That'll do me.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it. Love it.
You know, I've never heard a song described as mm-mm.
Really? Oh, it's the first for everything, Maddie.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, which is Instagram for pets. Love
Three,
it or love it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah, love it.
Love it.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
A dog, like, tapping its little feet when it's excited to eat a treat.
Super
I'll watch that.
Cute. I have an Instagram for my pups, but also it's good because I only follow other animals, obviously, on that account. So if I'm...
No people allowed.
No people. I think there's only, like, three people max that my Chihuahua account's following.
Who?
And it's
the
good.
The owners of pet food companies.
No.
Get a sponsorship.
No. No, it's just nice because sometimes when you want a break from just everyone's
from
crap
people.
And people, you can, I can go to my Instagram feed and with the Chihuahuas and it's just cute puppies and kittens and ducks and
you can
makes
pretend,
you feel good.
You can pretend that it's actually only animals on Instagram.
Yeah, you can. It's nice.
Around the team, quick one here. Crevo, do you have one for your dog, Molly?
Emmy set one up, I think. But I have access to it.
Jackson?
Yes, I do.
You do? Oh, yes, and you do too. Well, my friends are in a war at the moment, both...
A war?
An Instagram for pet wars. Oh. So basically what's happened, right, they've both gotten new puppies. And my friend Lee has started one for his little Chi that he has.
Cute. Yeah.
Really cute. But then my other friend Damien also has purchased a little pup and he's started one after Lee. So these guys are in like a total follower war at the
really?
Moment.
Really?
It's so funny to watch. It's hilarious.
So yeah, because Lee got a Chihuahua and Damien got a Pomeranian. So it'll be interesting to see how they go.
Which is the better breed of dog? We'll find out.
Well, I'm following the Chihuahua one, but I have to find out what Edamame's account is.
Yeah,
that's the Pomeranian.
You know the problem with both puppies?
What?
It all seems like a good idea at the moment. Lee's dog keeps eating its own poop, which is a big issue.
Ooh.
And
it'll grow out of
Damien's dog keeps pooing everywhere.
That's bad training.
Well, no, they're only pups. They haven't even had their full vaccinations yet, Jade.
No
so they
excuses,
can't go.
Oh,
not all of us cover our flaws in puppy pee pads, Jade. I mean, your whole carpet
You've
is
You've never
puppy
owned
pee pads.
A dog.
Yes, I have when I was a kid.
Really?
And you didn't do anything to look after it.
No, the pound took it.
That's sad.
Ran away. Sad. That got dark, didn't it? See?
That's really...
It reminded me of bad memories, Jade.
It's really knocked...
it's all my fault.
It's really knocked the fun out of this segment, hasn't it?
Yeah, good job, Maddie.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? 105 minutes commercial-free music. He's kicking off with Jackson after us. Hello.
This is the latest from Sam Fisher and Demi Lovato, who's prepping to release that hard-hitting doco.
Yeah, great collaboration.
Yeah, it sounds good, right?
I love her voice.
The Goo Goo Dolls and Slide in there as well. And let's do a bit of topic as well.
This song has been around for a while. Still not sick of it.
No, it's good, right?
Really good. Coming up next, Crevo, you got into a little prank call situation. Well, a prank call that just sort of fell into your lap last week.
So there's these companies that, like, call you up and they try and sell you basically to change your electricity provider.
Yep.
Now, I have told these people time and time again, take me off your list. I am not interested. And they just keep calling. I don't know why.
But Mr. Mark, you might want to change.
But
how do you know?
It's so annoying. Anyway, so one called the other day and we're in the studio. This is when you're away, Jade.
Yeah.
So I rolled the tape on the call and I really tried to just waste a bit of this guy's time just so they get a taste of their own medicine.
God, you're vindictive when you want to be.
It's just so annoying. They probably called me 20 times in the last couple months.
There's a win for the man.
I think it's often, it's every day sometimes, like for certain stretches of time. Mm. So annoying. Anyway, you got to hear some of the crazy antics. I even asked him at one point for $1,000.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hello. Yeah, it's time to talk about this guy, well, I don't know, a company that just keeps calling me. Mm. I've asked them to take me off the list. They refuse to relent.
The problem is they call on a private number every time.
That's
so
right.
You don't know if, you know, they have taken you off the list and you're just on another list.
And it's even trickier than that because sometimes now they've got this technology so it looks like it's coming from a mobile number.
Oh, I know. I do know that.
It's just driving me mad. So when I took one of these calls the other day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to waste a bit of their time because I'm sick of them wasting mine.
I feel bad for them, though, because they're just doing their job.
Yeah, I know, but just take me off the list like I asked and then we won't have this issue, right? So in this first part of the call, this guy introduces himself and what he's up to.
All right, here we go.
I'm calling you from Benefit Deal. This call is regarding your electricity and gas services, sir.
Are you saying I've got a problem with my gas?
No. This is...
That's very rude. I don't have a gas problem.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine, sir. We are working with a panel of retailers from the energy market who provide some savings on your current electricity and gas services, sir.
I would have hung up at this point.
You might have, but I thought, you know what, let's see what we can do here. And at this point, I start to lean on him to try and get his real credentials out, right?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you have an electricity company?
Yeah.
Oh, you own an electricity company? Me talking to CEO of an electricity company? This is exciting.
No, sir. This is like we are working with a panel of retailers from the electricity market, like AGL, Lumo, Sumo, Energy Australia, Origin.
Oh, you're the boss of all of them?
No. We are working as a cooperative partner with them, and they provide some competitive rates.
Wait, so your partner works for them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right, he's just agreeing. He's just agreeing to anything. So this is where I decide to get him to agree to send me some money.
You find some savings on your bills of electricity and gas services, you can stay.
Hang on. Can you send me any money?
Yeah, sir.
I think at this point, right, we're in here.
Pays
right?
To take those calls.
Yeah, so he then started to do the hard sell on me again. So this is where I, like, turned up the weirdness by saying I never use any electricity.
Here we go.
Can you send me $1,000?
No, sir. This is not about sending $1,000.
What about $2,000?
No, sir. This is not about that.
What about $10,000?
This is not about sir, spending money. This is about like...
What about... What you are getting. And this is my last this offer. $1,000,000.
No, sir. This is like...
That's my last and final offer. I will accept nothing less than you sending me $1,000,000.
All right, sir. Have a lovely day.
Time wasted.
You
goal achieved.
Down.
Actual length of call, 14 minutes. We're doing birthday lotto up next here at New FM with $575, Jade.
Yeah, so this is really easy. We spin our random month generator. If your month comes out, you need to be the first through on 131009. We'll spin our birthday balls, and if it lands on your birthday, date, you get to walk away with $575.
December is the month we're looking for.
131009. The lines are now open.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
This is where we choose a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show. We spin our birthday balls, and if your birth date comes out, you get to win the cash right now. It's sitting at $575, and we're going to go to Brittany.
Hey, Britt.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, going well. I love your description here. You want to go on Family Feud. I don't think it exists anymore. Do you like Grand Denya, or do you like the game?
I just like the game.
I think the game's good too.
Like the family fit.
It is pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've never been kissed as well?
No.
Wow, how old are you?
I haven't actually dated at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you just not want to, or is it like religious beliefs?
I've never been looking at all, I'm just sort of waiting, you could say.
Hey, that's all right.
That's sweet.
Nothing wrong with that, Brittany.
Yeah, everyone's got to, you know, wait for the time they're comfortable to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, 100%. All right, well, I want to give you this money today. Jade's spinning the birthday balls for you. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Round and round they go.
I'm just really giving them a good spin for
Come
you.
Come on, Jade.
All right. I hope you were born on the 23rd of December.
Oh, no, 14th.
Oh, damn. Too bad.
You know what, though? Brittany, you're such a sweetheart. I'm going to give you a family pass to the show, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All yours, no worries.
Okay. Welcome.
1,000 tickets to the show, and, of course, birthday lotto back tomorrow worth $600, guys.
Yes.
It's getting up there again.
Counting. Clamming.
What? Clamming. $105 commercial phrase up next with Jackson, and he is clamming.
Sounds like a motivational song.
I know.
Before she got dirty, back to the Weeknd.
I like him.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah.
He's a great singer. The Michael Jackson of the age.
You reckon? They used to say it was Chris Brown. I guess he was the Michael Jackson of the 2010s.
He's such a Michael Jackson fan. It oozes out of him. If you watch him perform, he's a total MJ fan.
I don't like the word oozes.
Why?
That just creeps me.
Oozes. He oozes charisma.
Yeah, you like him, hey? Guys, enjoy. And Jackson, of course, keep it on UFM. 1,000 tickets to the show continues today. This is going off.
This is huge. People are going to great lengths as well to try and guilt me into giving them tickets when we're not actually giving them away. They're using their kids.
Oh.
They're giving me their sob stories. I need therapy after,
Can I quickly ask my eight ball, which I have in front of me, is Jackson going to cave and get guilt-tripped into giving someone tickets to the show? It says...
this is a really crappy eight ball.
No. It's just I shook it too hard. Now there's lots of bubbles. It says stars say no.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're my tough cookie.
I've got a cold heart.
You don't. It's 8:56. We'll catch it tomorrow.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.